This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. At the recommendation of James Wawicki, the president of the Polish American Congress Western New York Division, we have a program on the Polish national baseball team today. Our guest today is Marcos Ramo. He serves as the assistant general manager of the Polish national baseball team. He is currently completing his master's degree in economics from Texas A&M University. And while he may be young, baseball is something he has lived and breathed for a long time. Marcos played the game growing up in Houston through high school, and that experience gave him a genuine understanding of the game, not just how it works on paper, but what it actually feels like to compete. Our guest today, the assistant general manager of the Polish national baseball team, Marcos Ramo. Let's talk, what is the Polish national baseball team? What is it all about? Marcos.
Yeah, Noah, I really appreciate you having me on, Brian. And like I said, the Polish national baseball team, it's, in my opinion, one of the most exciting programs in all of international baseball right now. The team competes across Europe currently, bringing together Polish heritage players from both the United States and Canada, along with the homegrown talent that's in Poland. And so in just over the last year, the program actually has climbed 12 spots in terms of the WBSC world rankings, and we're now sitting at 51 in the world. And so the growth has been pretty fast over these last few years, and so we're looking to elevate the game in any way that we can. And so currently this program is led by legitimate MLB talent in John McLaren, a former MLB manager with decades inside professional baseball. He serves as our head coach. Alongside him is Dennis Cook, a World Series champion, and our GM in terms of our front office. It includes Paul Bragel, a venture capitalist and entrepreneur who runs the baseball program here. Paul has his hands in a number of other sports ventures across the world, but his passion definitely lies with the Polish national baseball team as he has Polish roots. And this is not just a hobby operation. This is something that is being built every day to be at the professional standard one day.
Very good. What type of support do you need throughout the 17 states? We broadcast from Montreal down to northern Florida, west to the Mississippi. We receive letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Tell us what support you need to make this successful.
Yep. So starting kind of with our player recruitment, we're always looking for active new players that would be interested in playing the team, especially if you played college baseball or at a level beyond that. So if you have Polish heritage, and even if it's a parent or a grandparent, and you would be eligible to receive Polish citizenship and receive a Polish passport, we would love to hear from you. A lot of people don't even realize that this opportunity presents itself for a lot of people. And with Poland growing their baseball team, you know, we're looking to represent Poland on the international stage. And so you could definitely reach out to us and we could have that conversation if you're interested in playing on the team as well. But outside of players, how you can support the team. So the team operates actually under the Polish American Baseball and Softball Foundation, which is a registered 501c3 nonprofit. Meaning that any sort of donations or sponsorships would be fully tax deductible. And so for anyone that would want to get involved, they could donate to pabsf.org or learn more at polskabaseball.com, or they could reach out to us at polskanationalbaseball@gmail.com. And so we're always looking for potential partners that would want to help continue to help us grow this program. And whether it's a business looking to connect with the Polish American community or a brand that believes in something that we're building, we would kind of love to have that conversation with anyone that's willing to have it. More than anything, we kind of just want to express our support for the entire Polish American community. This program exists because of that support, and it's our goal to, you know, continue to make the Polish American community and the people in Poland proud, and overall continually grow the game both in Poland at the youth and senior levels, so that our next generations will have a lot more success and can continue to build on our success.
Let's talk about where the Polish national baseball team competes across Europe, bringing together Polish heritage players from the U.S. and Canada's, and, of course, homegrown talent in Poland. Let's talk about your grasp and your reach.
So, for example, looking ahead this summer, the senior team and the under-23 teams will be competing in the European Championships. This is a big moment for the senior team that's heading to the 2026 World Championships in Wrocław, Poland this year. And so we're the host nation for this tournament, which is going to be our back-to-back time or back-to-back year hosting this tournament, kind of showing the support from not only the people in Poland, but other teams that are interested in competing in this tournament. So like I said, our senior team is going to be competing in Wrocław, Poland, and our under-23 team, which consists of the younger guys, they're going to be playing in Paderborn, Germany. It's the same tournament consisting of different teams. Each team or each group stage has six teams involved in this tournament. And from there, it's a round robin with the championship game being that last day, obviously. And the winner of these tournaments would go on to compete in the precursor for the WBC European Championships, which would be 2 years from now. And so this summer, we have a lot of momentum going into this summer, and there's really nothing quite like it in international sports. The energy, the pride, and kind of the weight that the Polish people put on these tournaments definitely make it a special moment for the players, the coaches, and everyone else that's, you know, fortunate enough to be there supporting the team. And so last summer, on top of the European Championships, we competed in the Prague Baseball Week, which is one of Europe's most competitive international tournaments. Around the same time, we had the under-18 team competing in their European Championship qualifiers, and they actually won first place in their group with a dominant first-place finish. And Poland is no longer an afterthought when it comes to European baseball. We're showing that we can build a championship program, and we feel very confident in the future of our program, knowing that our under-18 team and our youth teams are competing at the highest level.
Very good. We're learning a great deal about the Polish national baseball team from Assistant General Manager Marcos Romo. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Cammy Clooney, renowned singer, performs throughout the country, very popular. We also thank our listeners for their calls regarding Tom Rush, the famous folk singer who's been performing for 50 years throughout the United States, and Mike Sheehan with the Challenger Learning Center teaching young people about space travel. Coming up, we're going to have a program with Rich Newberg, who is with the CBS affiliate in Buffalo, and Howard Minsky about educating young people about the Holocaust. All on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A little bit more information about Marcos Romo. His path to this role started with his brother, who reached out to the team and earned a spot on the roster. That connection opened the door for Marcos, and he came on board as an intern working directly under Paul Bragiel, the general manager of the team. From there, he just put his head down and worked. Over time, the opportunities grew, the responsibilities grew, and Marcos eventually worked his way up to where he is today as assistant general manager. It is something he takes a lot of pride in because it was earned and it was not handed to Marcos Romo, again, the assistant general manager of the Polish national baseball team. A little plug here, please share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AmPol Legal. Each week they will receive an email with digital version of the Polish American Weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Poland's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription to the AmPol Legal is only $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampollegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page. Or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. And share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. Let's talk a little bit about the growth that has been fast and real with the Polish national baseball team. I understand in 1 year the program climbed 11 spots in the WBSC World Rankings. How do you rank, Marcos Romo?
Yes, so currently I believe we're sitting at 51 in the world, 51st in the world, excuse me. And the WBC currently taking place right now in Houston and Japan. You know, those rankings are definitely changing every day. But I think this rise reflects the steady and intentional progress that we've been making with consistent player development across all of our teams, along with the professional preparation standards that John McLaren and Dennis Cook instill in these guys. I think the upward trajectory kind of signals more of an incremental movement, and it kind of reflects that the program is not only investing in our infrastructure, but in our scouting and our long-term growth.
Okay, let's talk about the leadership. You alluded in the beginning of the program as to who's running this. John McLaren, former MLB manager, as head coach, Dennis Cook, World Series champion on staff, and Paul Braggio, a venture capitalist and entrepreneur, being the general manager. Tell us about this leadership team, what strengths they have, what you believe in them.
Gotcha. Yep. So, like I said, this program is led by former MLB talent, John McLaren, the former manager, a former manager in the MLB for decades, and after professional baseball in the MLB, he transitioned to coaching international baseball across the world. I know he's traveled to China. I know he's traveled to several countries in South America. And over the last few years, he's built a really strong relationship with Paul Bragel, who had interest to go out there and acquire him as the head coach of the team. He's been fortunate enough to be a member of the team for the last three summers. I've met him, and I've, you know, enjoyed my time with him. He's definitely built a strong relationship with a lot of the players that are born in Poland, and especially the guys that play at the college level here in the United States. His network and just longtime experience in the MLB has opened up the doors for a lot of new opportunities in terms of sponsorship and in terms of, you know, getting us the right guys to lead this team, whether it's coaches that are coaching at the minor league level, the college level, or even the MLB level, as we've kind of slowly seen him attract more and more coaches that are interested in joining such a fast-growing program. And so I believe John, moving forward, is super interested and invested in this team. He wants to see the guys in Poland succeed. All of our team, our players really respect him and what he's doing out here. He's one of the only MLB managers or former MLB managers that is coaching at this level right now, especially in the group stage games that we play in. And so his longtime MLB experience and just his overall relationship with the guys, I think it's really gone a long way and kind of led to the success of the team. On top of him, like I said, Dennis Cook, he was a World Series champion with the Marlins. And this is one of his first stops in international baseball. Him and John actually were in Dubai recently. They were playing or coaching, excuse me, in the Baseball United League, which is a newer baseball league that is a combination of guys playing at the college level as well as the MLB level. And so they were able to actually take some of the guys from the Polish national team over there this summer and compete with them, which was super exciting for all the guys that were able to compete in that. And so Dennis kind of brings that professional standard to the team just like John does. And with his focus being pitching, it definitely goes a long way with a lot of our pitchers, you know, knowing that they have a guy that has experience, you know, pitching at the highest level. And from there, he's really, I think, elevated our pitching staff, like I said. And, you know, we're working on some great things in the next few years with a lot of our guys in terms of development and making sure that they can be the best pitcher or best player that they can be. And so outside of our coaches, Paul Bragel, he was a venture capital or entrepreneur turned venture capitalist. And so he has a lot of investments in sports teams across the world. He's involved with the Colombian Olympic Winter Olympic team, excuse me. And so He's involved with a number of sports ventures across the world, along with a basketball team in Africa. And so this isn't his first, you know, sports investment project. He knows what he's doing in terms of what it takes to build a successful program. And so he thinks that the Polish national baseball team could be a real competitor on the European stage. We look at a lot of neighboring countries that are doing what we want to be doing in the next few years. And so Paul has a vision, and he has a goal that's he believes is obtainable, and that we all do. And so we're working every day to reach those standards and continue to grow the program.
Marcos Romo, assistant general manager of the Polish national baseball team. Again, how can people help with the funding and participate with the Polish national baseball team?
Yes. So outside of, you know, getting in contact with us, you could contact the Polish American Baseball and Softball Foundation, which is a registered nonprofit. People that are interested in helping out, you know, it is a fully tax deductible for anyone that wants to get involved, and they can donate at PABSF.org, and they could learn more about it, our sponsorship and our partnership opportunities at polskabaseball.com. And so we're always looking for potential partners, like I said earlier, and we want to help continue to grow this program in any way that's possible. And a lot of that does require funding. And so like any business, we're looking for investment into the future of the team. And we're looking to connect not only with people interested in baseball, but, you know, those that are involved in the Polish-American community. And if they believe in what it means to represent the country's national program, and if they believe in what we're building as a baseball team, we would definitely love to have any conversation with those interested. And so more than anything, like I said, we really just want to say thank you to all of our supporters. And if anybody is willing to help and wants to be a part of this organization and this program moving forward, like I said, you could reach us at polskabaseball.com. We have all of our links to the nonprofit as well as our email address down there, or you could reach out to us directly at polskanationalbaseball@gmail.com.
Very good. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, our guest today is Marcos Romo, Assistant General Manager of the Polish National Baseball Team. We encourage all our listeners to participate and boost the team. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, Suite 200, 500, Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners also. A little bit more information about Marcos Romo. As a Polish-American who holds Polish citizenship, being part of this program carries real meaning. Marcos has traveled to Poland with a team, seen the games up close, and felt what it means to represent a country that is part of your identity. Those moments stay with you and remind you of what you are really working toward. Very sincere man believing in the Polish national baseball team, Marcos Romo, assistant general manager. Let's talk about how you're building this to a professional standard, the Polish national baseball team. How do you do that, Marcos Romo?
Yeah, so I think like any organization, especially in sports, it starts with a lot of our youth development. We've been in talks with the MLB about hosting some potential training camps, and they call them edge camps for the MLB, which stands for early development game camps, basically. And so this would be at the youth level for a lot of our younger Polish-American or Polish-born players. The MLB was actually interested in potentially having one of these camps, out in Kutno next summer. And so we've been in talks with them recently. But outside of that, it really just comes from, you know, informing the guys, especially that are born in the United States or Canada, that this opportunity does present itself. There are a number of Polish-American baseball players and guys that play college baseball that have Polish heritage, and we do a good job reaching out to as many as we can. We have our tracking list in terms of our player recruiting, and, you know, we reach out every day to probably a new 20, 30 guys that we think have Polish backgrounds, and we'll reach out to them, kind of tell them what the program is about. We'll do some background research on their stats and their talents, and kind of from there, we're going to see if they're eligible to, you know, receive citizenship, which is required for this tournament. And so we help with not only them obtaining citizenship, but making sure that they're taken care of going into the summer and these summer tournaments. And so, like I said, primarily we're focused on the senior team, obviously, right now. But we do understand that this program is going to have to be developed at the youth level in the future years. You know, we want guys that are playing in Poland or young guys that are playing in the United States, you know, develop their skills early and, you know, be the best baseball player that they are or that they can be, excuse me. And so we're really trying to instill not only in our younger guys but in our older guys to, you know, spread the word on the team. If you know guys that have Polish heritage and that would be interested in playing, spread the word. That's kind of how it gets out there, and that's kind of the start. And with this being the beginning of the program, we're slowly gaining media attention every day. And so we've had a couple articles written by the MLB. We've had some articles written by the New York Times that cover Paul Bragel and Dennis Cook. We've had some articles written actually in Korea, as, you know, there's a lot of Asian talent that's actually playing baseball in Poland. So every day, you know, we're kind of just working to build our image, and it goes a long way with the support and, you know, the verbal communication between the Polish-American community. Just yesterday, actually, I was able to talk with A.J. Pruszynski, if y'all are familiar, the Polish prince, longtime MLB veteran, two-time All-Star World Series champion with the White Sox. He's actually commentating, and he's been hired by Fox as an analyst for the MLB's World Baseball Classic taking place over the next few weeks. And so we were able to, you know, communicate with him some of our ideas. And so he's going to be working with us, hopefully, to kind of spread the word as well. He's not the only ex-MLB guy, you know, obviously, to have Polish roots. And there's a lot of guys in the MLB currently that would be eligible playing for this team. But simply, just because of the youth of our program, we're looking to, you know, spread the word and get these guys interested in playing and let them know that this opportunity does present itself for, you know, Polish Americans.
Our guest today is Marcos Romo, Assistant General Manager of the Polish National Baseball Team, and it seems like the results have been pretty good. Last summer, the senior national team finished second at Prague Baseball Week, one of Europe's most competitive international tournaments. Let's talk about the significance of that, what took place in Prague, a beautiful city. I've been there. Let's talk about the success with the Polish National Baseball Team.
Yes. So, like I said, Prague Baseball Week, it's definitely one of the most competitive international tournaments taking place in Europe. This is put on by the Czech Baseball Federation. And so I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with the Czech baseball program, but like Poland, they're a smaller nation, and they've been actually successful enough to build a top 15 program in the world. And, you know, that comes from a lot of early investment, you know, at the youth level for their team. And so we were invited to go play in Prague Baseball Week for the first time, I believe, since 2020, which was that COVID year when a lot of teams were, you know, not being able to travel or whatnot. And so us competing in Prague Baseball Week, it kind of put us on the stage for a lot of other international teams to see what talent Poland's growing. It was a competitive tournament, you know, the entire week that we were there. We were runners-up to Switzerland. But this year, I think the guys are motivated to, you know, go out there and win a first-place tournament. And so that's why we're feeling a lot of confidence going into the European Championships this summer. But in Prague, we definitely got to meet a large range of other different international baseball organizations. We were able to communicate kind of how they were able to, you know, build their program up. And so we're looking to use those wise words of advice and to continue to grow our program.
Let's talk again how people can participate financially, emotionally. Tell us how people can get involved with the Polish National Baseball Team. Assistant General Manager Marcos Romo.
Yes, so I think the best way to get involved is to, you know, just quite frankly spread the word about the team. Our fan base is definitely growing fast. You can follow us on our team socials at Polska Baseball on Instagram, and then we also have another account page. Or page, excuse me, at Polish_baseball_softball, which kind of encompasses both the baseball and softball portions of the Federation. And so that's one of the ways that you could connect as a fan. You know, you could stay up to date with tournaments that are going to be taking place, the dates. We also have merchandise that can be made available for those interested in purchasing, you know, Polish baseball gear or Polish softball gear. And so, like I said, we operate as a nonprofit under the Polish American Baseball and Softball Foundation. That's ran by John Dubkowski. And so he's done a great job kind of running the nonprofit side for us. He has a lot of experience in international baseball, growing early stage development teams. And John, an ex-player for the Polish national baseball team, once his playing days were over, he wanted to make an impact with the team still. And so he founded the Polish American Baseball and Softball Foundation, which does a great job of supporting the team financially in any way that they can. So like I said, those that are interested, we're always looking for partners that would want to help continue to grow the program. And whether it's, you know, a business or a personal connection that you're looking to, you know, build a relationship with this program, we would love to have that conversation with y'all. We're open to any form of sponsorship and partnership. I think that we're more than willing to, you know, find somewhere in the middle if you're looking for something and maybe we're not on the same page. But we're definitely open to have these conversations. And more than anything, you know, I think it's important that the Polish American community knows that this opportunity presents itself.
I'm sorry we have to come to a close, Marcos. We've run out of time. Assistant General Manager of the Polish National Baseball Team, we encourage all our listeners to get involved financially and participate. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Marcos Romo, Assistant General Manager of the Polish National Baseball Team. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.